Chapter 3, The Right Move for Jenna. Monday morning, Jenna makes her way slowly down the hall toward the gymnasium. The list of students who made the cut for the basketball teams is posted. Jenna desperately tries to maintain her cool, but her heart pounds a frantic rhythm. Finding the list, Jenna moves in closely to read the small type. Jenna is sure her name is nowhere to be found on the list, but she quickly glances down the M's. Suddenly, Jenna catches her breath and rereads the list two more times. No, there it is. McKinney, Jenna. Jenna can hardly believe it. She made the team. She walks off as if floating on a cloud. Jenna is so excited she can't concentrate all day. At home that afternoon, she struggles to keep the surprise until dinner time. When everyone is finally seated at the table, Jenna blurts out, "I made the team!" Pandemonium breaks out. Her mom hugs her, and her father and Sean cheer, with Sean cheering and clapping the loudest. The following week at the first practice, Jenna has a bad case of butterflies. Jenna tries to push down the thoughts, but they keep surfacing. Finding an empty locker, Jenna stores her stuff. Just as she's ready to leave the locker room, a girl says hello to her. "Hi, I'm Rena," the girl says as she opens the locker next to Jenna's. Jenna looks up and smiles. "I'm Jenna." Rena babbles that she's only really played basketball with her brothers. Then she says that she'll probably get cut after practice today. Jenna reassures her that she won't. Jenna invites Rena to come over to her house to shoot hoops after school one day, and Rena accepts. Then Rena calls over another girl. Jenna turns around, and there staring at her is the girl who laughed at her in math class. Jenna wants to sink into the floor, but the girl just smiles and says, "Aren't you psyched about playing? I'm Bianca. Welcome aboard." Jenna smiles and nods.